Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 201, the restoration preceded the destruction that will take place before the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Revelation 6:2-11 describes events that will take place during the earth's temporal existence, including the restoration of the gospel in the latter days. As you read about the events John prophesied and watch some of them unfold, what are you inspired to do to better prepare yourself and your family for the second coming?
Revelation 7. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
John saw that the multitude of exalted people clothed in white robes was too large to count, and came from all nations of the earth. The image of the righteous with palm branches in their hands recalls the Savior's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Palm branches can symbolize victory and joy. The image of robes washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb refers to our being purified through the atonement of Jesus Christ.
While serving as a member of the 70, Elder Lynn A. Mickelson taught, The Savior stands at the door and knocks. He is ready to receive us immediately. Our responsibility is to do the work of repentance. We must abandon our sins so the cleansing can begin. The promise of the Lord is that He will cleanse our garments with His blood. He gave His life and suffered for all our sins. He can redeem us from our personal fall. Through the atonement of the Savior, giving Himself as a ransom for our sins, He authorizes the Holy Ghost to cleanse us in a baptism of fire.
Doctrine and Covenants 77. What are we to understand by the book which John saw, which was sealed on the back with 7 seals? Answer. We are to understand that it contains the revealed will, mysteries, and the works of God, the hidden things of His economy concerning this earth during the 7,000 years of its continuance, or its temporal existence.
Question. What are we to understand by the 7 seals with which it was sealed? Answer. We are to understand that the first seal contains the things of the 1,000 years, and the second also the 2,000 years, and so on until the 7th.
Anciently, important documents written on scrolls were sealed with clay or wax seals. These seals identified the owner and protected the document from those not authorized to read it. The book or scroll with 7 seals that the Apostle John saw in vision contained the revealed will, mysteries, and the works of God. Each seal represents 1,000 years of the earth's temporal existence. In John's vision, only the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, was worthy to open the seals on the book. The Lord opened each seal, and John saw the Lord's revealed works during each of the 7 1,000-year periods of the earth's temporal existence. Everything that John saw in the sealed book will eventually be made known. In a later revelation, the Lord taught that during the millennium, the secret acts of men and the mighty works of God in every age of the world will be revealed.
Now discuss with your family, what are you inspired to do to better prepare yourself and your family for the second coming?
And that's it for today's episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 Minutes or Less. If you've liked this episode and think someone else would too, we would love for you to share it.